This week in 1732, the murder of a president's grandfather. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. Fourth President James Madison never wrote about his grandfather Ambrose, which is kind of surprising because Grandpa Ambrose was murdered by his slaves, or so the court said. In 1723, Ambrose Madison sent a group of African slaves to his plantation in present-day Orange County. They cleared the land and planted tobacco. And a decade later, Ambrose moved his family to that new plantation, but he soon fell mysteriously ill and took to his bed. Rumors of poison circulated, and suspicion landed on the slaves. The local sheriff arrested three enslaved people, Dido, Turk, and Pompey. Pompey was a neighbor's slave, but Dido and Turk belonged to Ambrose. Though Ambrose was still alive, his condition worsened. 5 days later, he died. The court convicted the three slaves of feloniously conspiring the death of Ambrose Madison. It was the first conviction in Virginia of a slave poisoning a master. The court determined that Pompey was the ringleader and hanged him on the same day. His master collected Pompey's appraised value of 30 pounds. The court deemed Dido's and Turk's involvement insufficient to warrant the death penalty, so they received 29 lashes each and returned to the Madison plantation. Details of the court case have since been lost. There's no record of Ambrose's symptoms, nor is there record anymore of evidence of the slaves' participation. But the question remains, did Dido, Turk, and Pompey really poison James Madison's grandfather Ambrose? Or were they scapegoats for his unexplained illness? This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.